In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That magi, pagan astrologers from the east, come to Jerusalem seeking the Messiah, he who was born King of the Jews, is something we more often than not take for granted. Of course they're there. The nativity set would look weird without them. But think about this for a minute. Who, other than immediate family and maybe some close friends, who noticed your birth or flocked to see you in the hospital? The magi of all people, that they have come, is significant. Knowing something of the scriptures, what books and how much isn't revealed, but though they definitely don't know Micah, they come seeking Jesus. They do know enough, at least, to come to Jerusalem. They may have wisdom, knowledge, and learning, ability to read signs in sun, moon, and stars. But apart from the scriptures, it's all worthless. They would know nothing of he who is born or the meaning of the star, unless the scriptures make them wise. For what and who do the scriptures contain and reveal? Jesus Christ, God in the flesh to redeem you. He is wrapped in the pages of both testaments, wrapped in the law and gospel as though in swaddling clothes. He's cradled in the manger of his word and in the bread and wine of his body and blood. Like a guiding star, the Holy Spirit calls you to faith in Jesus through the gospel, bringing you to him. Jesus lightens the darkness of your heart by his gracious visitation. He enlightens and makes you wise by inscribing his name upon you. The light who lightens the Gentiles and the glory of Israel. Jesus knits his church together from every tribe, language, and nation of the earth. And you know him and partake of him only by the gracious calling of the Spirit and the scriptures, and the holy sacraments. Thus the Magi search the scriptures. In Jerusalem they hear preaching and God's word, and are brought to Bethlehem. Their hearts are filled with faith, love, devotion, and adoration for the child. They find God, wrapped in flesh and cradled in the feeding trough. Their hungry souls are fed with and by Jesus, the enfleshed word of God, the living bread come down from heaven who gives himself for men. You are called and gathered by the Spirit in the same way, not to Bethlehem, but here, to the church. You receive Jesus in the scriptures as the swaddling clothes are unwrapped in the division of law and gospel. Jesus beckons you to his manger, the holy altar, and as you fall on your face before him, he feeds, nourishes, and strengthens you with the good and wholesome pasture of his body and blood, given and shed for you. Sadly, not all who hear the scriptures believe in Jesus. Herod heard the same preaching of the priests and scribes, but only murder and mayhem filled his heart. All he loved was his earthly throne and status. And all Jerusalem was troubled with him. They knew full well who the Magi were looking for and where to find him. But they didn't go to Bethlehem. Only the Gentiles came to the brightness of his rising. Jerusalem feared Herod's wrath and that of Rome more than God and his Christ. You know this same sin and unbelief of Herod. You know it all too well and better than you care to admit. Sure, maybe you don't plot and scheme murder in your heart, but doubt and unbelief of God's word certainly fill it. And if you've hated your brother or been angry with him, you are guilty. You may not be an adulterer, a liar, or a thief, but if you've lusted, not spoken well of your neighbor, or coveted his stuff, you are guilty. Who hasn't held their tongue in order to be well thought of? You are no different than Herod, a sinner, deserving death and hell. Repent. Yet here, for you, is comfort and a powerful bastion against all tribulation of the devil and against every sin and evil you face. He who receives worthless, ignoble Jewish shepherds is he who also receives the first fruits of the Gentile nations. And he surely receives you, even as he receives them. Fall upon your face at the feet of Jesus. Confess your sins, repent, and cry to him for mercy. And you will find what the Magi did. True wisdom from on high, as Jesus forgives your sins in grace and mercy, calling you to himself, making you to be a people who apart from him were no people. For the Jesus of the Holy Scriptures is the crucified. He is God and King, priest and mediator, redeemer and savior, who died upon the cross and rose again by his own divine power for you. You are led by the Scriptures to the Jesus cradled not in the arms of his virgin mother, but cradled upon the gibbet of the Holy Cross. You find the Jesus proclaimed King, not by a star, but by a Roman titulus hanging over his thorn-encircled brow. By his blood, though, you are no longer a stranger or an outsider, scared or afraid. You are the very child and heir of heaven. By the blood of Jesus, the accusations of the law are silenced. Herod's murderous rage is drowned, the devil's head trampled underfoot, and the iron fetters of death burst apart. For the blood of Jesus is most assuredly your life and inheritance. Falling upon your face before him, Jesus yet raises you up with his gifts. He makes you rich beyond measure with a treasure that surpasses the finest gold, his kingdom. Jesus eradicates your sin and death with what's sweeter than the finest frankincense, his body and blood. You're covered with what's finer and more costly than myrrh, the righteousness and innocence of Jesus. You shall not die, but live. Christ Jesus is born in you through faith. You have seen his star in the Scriptures and tasted the gospel in his crucified yet living flesh and blood. Do not return to your former way of sin and unbelief, but go by another way. That is, love God and one another with a pure and holy love more precious than gold. Let your devout prayers arise as a beautiful and fragrant incense, made in faith to your Father. Mortify your flesh and blot out all wicked passions and desires. Live as befitting a Christian. And rejoice that even this is the work of the Spirit in you through the means of grace. Behold, the Lord, the ruler, hath come. And the kingdom and the power and the glory are in his hand. Come into his house and find the Christ child here. Offer your incense and adore the Word made flesh. And no accomplishments or pedigree will be needed or checked. All you need is to be weary. Weary of this life's troubles and concerns. Weary with your sins. Weary from all the chaos and uncertainty that surrounds and assaults you. Come unto me, Jesus says, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus reveals himself to be God in your flesh in Mary's arms, that he may be God in your flesh hanging upon the cross, and so be God in your flesh upon your tongue. Thus he beckons you who are weary to his manger even now, that he may join himself to you, flesh to flesh and blood to blood, to make you wiser than the wisest of men, that you should live even as he himself lives. Jesus, the mighty King of Israel, the true high priest and mediator sent by God, the true man who died and was buried, yet who saw no corruption, but rose again and lives forever. This Jesus, revealed in the Scriptures, declares it to be so for your sake in the Scriptures. It can be no other way. In Jesus' name, amen.